This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 288. To tip or not to tip at an American restaurant? That is the question.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Are you wondering how much to tip when you go to a restaurant in the U.S.? Well, today you'll get all your questions answered and more. If you are preparing to take your IELTS exam this spring, then we can tell you exactly what the examiner is going to grade you on when it comes to the speaking section. There are 4 specific things. You must know these 4 things in order to get a 7 on the exam. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and download your IELTS cheat sheet for free. allearsenglish.com/evaluation. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Michelle. What's happening?
Oh, not too much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little hungry and I'm thinking about going to a restaurant for lunch.
Oh, are you? Oh, really? Well, you know, you have to make sure to tip your waitress or your waiter.
What? Oh, man. That is one thing about, you know, American culture that just bothers me. I think we always have to tip and I never know when to tip or how much tip to leave. And it's just crazy. It stresses me out. I think I'll just stay home in that case.
Well, no, I know that it can be a little frustrating, but I mean, I have to tell you that, like, I actually was a waitress for a while. I don't know if you knew that about me.
Wow, that's interesting, Michelle. You were a waitress. When was that you were a waitress?
Well, in college for a little while. I actually loved the experience. It was a lot of fun. But I have to tell you that this tipping thing, while frustrating, it really does make a difference. Do you know why we tip so much?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I've heard that, you know, waitresses really don't get paid that much. Is that just a rumor or is that true?
No, it's completely true. It's completely true. When I was a waitress, I can't remember exactly how much I got paid, but I think it was like between $2.50 and $2.80 an hour. That's it.
Wow. And okay, that was back in 2006, right?
Yeah, around 2006. I don't know. It's possible it's changed, but
not much. I don't think, because I had a friend a couple summers ago who was waitressing. That was in 2013. And she told me she was making around 3 or 4 an hour.
Yeah. So that's just obviously not enough money.
Obviously not, unless you want to live under a bridge somewhere.
right, exactly. So, but, you know, so many people do work in the restaurant industry, and it's because, you know, you expect maybe the restaurant doesn't pay you your salary or what you really need, but, you know, you hope that the customers will. But, I mean, do you think this is fair?
Hmm,
That's a good question. Well, it's certainly really different from what most of our listeners have in their home countries. So I don't know if it's fair or unfair, but it's different. And that's why I think it's really important for us to talk about this. You know, I know I've had conversations with people from parts of Europe or Asia, and they just don't know mm-hmm. that the waitress or the waiter is relying on your tips.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how is it in Europe? I mean, and in other places?
I don't know. I mean, I think that in places in Europe, you guys should come back to allearsenglish.com/288 to let us know if we're wrong. But in my travels in Europe, I've seen that waiters and waitresses get paid per hour a bit more, right? It's a decent hourly wage. And in some case, I think there's tipping, but it's not as important. It's not as central an aspect of the waitress's income as it is here.
Right, right. Yeah. Here it's really everything. I noticed that too in my travels that, in Europe, I mean, I think it's like 10% or even less. I don't know, but it's more of like an option and it's not so much. I don't know. Here it's really, really important.
Well, then how much should our listeners tip if they're planning to come? Now, this is everywhere in the U.S. Again, we're not trying to talk about the U.K., New Zealand, Australia. If you guys want information about those countries, you need to go to another podcast. This is American English, okay? And this is American culture. So right. If you're in the U.S., in general, it's the same all over the country, of course. Mm-hmm. How much should you actually tip?
Okay, well, in my opinion, as a former waitress, I would say 18-20%.
Wow, that's high.
It's really high. And actually, I know people, it used to be 15%.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was still 15. I'm so outdated.
Did you? Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe it's different up there. I don't know. But in my experience, 15%, while it used to be fine, you know, like I still know people who think that 15%, you know, like, some of my friends, they say, oh, 15%. But as the waitress, we aim for, right? We want 18-20%. And really, I would say more like 20%. For example, like, honestly, if I was working and I got 15% or, you know, I was always aiming for that 20%. And maybe it was a little different because I did work in like a sports bar. So I also had that, you know, a little bit different of an atmosphere, but it was also a restaurant, you know? And so now I always tip. I mean, it's very rare that I tip less than 18-20%.
Yeah. And so an easy trick is when it comes to calculating the tip, sometimes it can get a little bit awkward. What's the sales tax in New York?
Oh, God.
Is it 10%?
8%? I don't know. I think it's less. I don't know.
I think it's...
I never pay attention.
Yeah. I think in Boston here, I think sales tax is about 6 or 7%. So if we just triple the sales tax, usually on your receipt, it says the amount for tax.
Right.
And then if you just... In this case, in Boston, if it's 7%, you know, we could triple that. So we'll know what 21% is.
Right, right. So you could do that. I usually just... Yeah, it depends. Some people tip on with the number before the tax is added, and some people tip after. Mm. I usually tip after the tax, but there's nothing. I don't think anybody notices.
Yeah,
the other way around. I think I'm just lazy and just think about it. I just look at the bigger number on the receipt.
Okay, so the most important thing is 18-20%.
Right.
Wow. Okay. And when should we leave the tip? I mean, how does that work when it comes to paying with a credit card and cash?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So if you're paying with a credit card, what happens is you give them your card and they come back and there's a line that says underneath the total amount, it says tip. And then there's a line underneath that says total. So that's where you fill in your tip if you're tipping with credit card. It's not until the very end when you're actually deciding on the amount. And then, of course, you have to sign it so that the waitress can't just add like $100.
Yeah, right. And if we're paying in cash, is it okay to just leave the tip on the table and walk out? Or do we have to make sure that our waitress picks up that money before we leave the table?
You can leave it on the table, but try and put it under something. I like to make sure that they get it, but definitely, like, I've been at, you know, diners or different places where it's, like, very common, just leave it on the table and leave. That
That's what I always do.
yeah. I think that it's fine. I think that it's fine to just leave it on the table. But okay, I want to emphasize, if you have a bad, 18 to 20% is good service. So maybe the reason that I expected that is because I was trying to give good service. I don't know that I did, but I really tried my best. If you have a bad experience, you can tip less. I mean, it happens, and I've done it. And you know, so don't feel like, oh, you had terrible service and now you need to tip 20%. Like, it's not like that. You do have a choice, and you know, the whole thing is a choice. Tip whatever you want. But if you feel that it wasn't really great service, don't feel like you have to tip that much, because it is a lot. And it is, I mean, gosh, it adds so much to your bill. And I think it's I don't think it's right personally, but that's how it is.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That's how it is. So what is bad service, right? So it's if the waitress is slow, if the waitress confuses the order.
Right. So yeah, for me, it's also just like attitude. So attitude. A waitress, I remember hearing somewhere that people, if the waitress is nice, the waitress or waiter is nice, then they can make mistakes and things can go wrong, and you're not going to be as annoyed as if they're rude, right? So you're more likely to be more understanding. So, it's really your opinion, you know, like maybe they really made an honest mistake, and yeah.
We should be kind as much as we can. But what about, I mean, obviously if the food is just bad, I mean, that's not really the waitress's fault, is it?
No, I don't think that would be something. Yeah. You can say if the food is bad or something, you can try and tell them, you know what, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, or, you know, could I try something else? And usually they will try to accommodate you because they want your service and they want you to come back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can always do something like that. And if your waitress is nice about it, then, you know, that's a good thing. Even if she, you know, has to bring over the manager or something like that, that's okay. But, yeah, they should try and accommodate you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So someone who just has a good attitude, I mean, a good smile can go a long way, at least in this culture. And that's true. I don't know that that's the same across cultures. Who knows, right? But we know that here, generally, if the person is smiling and they're nice, they're trying hard, it's a good idea to leave a decent tip. Because again, remember, waitresses and waiters are making between $3, $4, $5 an hour.
Right.
So what happens, Michelle, if I come in a large group? So generally, you know, does the restaurant add on the tip automatically when they send the bill if you come in a large group of people sitting at the same table?
Right. Well, this definitely depends on the restaurant. Everywhere has their own rules, but I notice that the majority of restaurants, they'll have something on their menu that says like 6 or more people, or they'll tell you how many people.
Parties of 6 or more, right? Parties?
Right. Parties of 6 or more, that means like groups, right? And it will say like gratuity will be added, or gratuity is included. Gratuity is included, and gratuity is tip, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So they might add like 18% or 20%, and so it's going to be included in your check.
Yeah. So make sure if you're not sure if gratuity has already been added, make sure you ask, because you don't want to add an additional 20%, or maybe you do. I don't know. It depends on how generous you're feeling that day.
Right.
But you don't need to add an unnecessary additional 20% if it's already been added.
Right. Sometimes people do add more than, like, let's say it's 18% and they want to tip 20, or, I mean, yeah, I have had situations where people add more, so that's okay too. But yeah, if you probably don't want to tip an additional 20%, because that's a lot.
So Michelle, now I have an honest question that I really don't even know the answer to. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I usually don't do takeout that much, but on Saturday I had some friends over, we were watching TV, and we did Chinese takeout. So we had called in advance, and then we went in to pick it up and take, you know, take it out physically out of the restaurant ourselves. And we didn't know whether or not we should leave a tip because we just went to the register and the bags were ready. So should we leave a tip in that case?
You know what? I don't know the exact rule on that, but I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't. Mm-hmm. Did you?
No, I don't think. Actually, you know, I think I may have left like a dollar and it was like a 10. I may have left like a 10% because it's like a $10 total because I was confused. I mean, they didn't have to do anything really. Mm-hmm. I mean, in general, if someone had delivered that, that could be a separate episode, delivery tipping, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
If someone had delivered the Chinese to our home, in that case, we would have tipped.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, yeah, if you want to leave a dollar or something, I don't think it's necessary. Yeah, I just had this happen recently as well, and I didn't leave anything. I don't think it's necessary, personally.
Yeah, because it's kind of like you're going into a store and you're buying something and you wouldn't leave it. So there are some shady areas where we're not, some gray areas where we're not quite sure. And, you know, of course, we're going to talk in other episodes about tipping in a bar, you know, or tipping in a cafe, you know, what table service is versus going to the coffee bar to pick up your coffee.
Right.
I think those are different episodes, Michelle. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tipping is such a big conversation. I mean, even like with my friends, we talk about it, you know, in just our general everyday lives, you know, how much do you tip like when you get your hair cut and in all sorts of different situations, not even just the restaurant, in a taxi cab, right? It's definitely what you said, gray areas. I don't think that we know either.
I think a lot of us are embarrassed that sometimes we don't know and we feel like we should know. So we
right, exactly. So yeah, you can always look it up online. I've done that before, but yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah, so we'll come back to these topics later, but at least for now today, we've talked about restaurant tipping. And what we've learned is that we should tip between 18 and 20%, depending on the quality of the service.
Yeah.
And we just want to remember that waitresses and waiters just don't make very much for hourly pay. So they are counting on your tips, guys.
Right. And whether it's fair or not, I mean, personally, I think that the restaurant should have to pay the waiters and waitresses. I mean, I think that that's a better option, because why should the customers have to pay also a salary on top of the food?
It's pretty crazy. But and still so many restaurants go out of business. It's amazing, you know?
Right. So, but yeah, if you really want your waiter or waitress to feel happy, 18 to 20%.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right. So there are the rules of tipping in the U.S. when it comes to restaurants. Thanks for joining us today, Michelle. Thanks for your insight. I mean, you had that really interesting experience waitressing and you have a lot of knowledge here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.